The 40 Days of Moral Action, Reviving Martin Luther King's Poor People's Campaign, is co-chaired by the Reverend William Barber and the Reverend Liz Theo Harris. But this is a truly decentralized campaign with many people of conscience and faith-driven organizations taking part. For a look at how all of that works, I'm very happy to welcome Patrick Carillon, Executive Director of the Franciscan Action Network, back to State of Belief Radio. Patrick, thanks for being with us again.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It's important to highlight how broad-based this critically important movement really is. The Franciscan Action Network is already a diverse coalition, which is why I wanted to address this with you. What roles are groups like yours playing in this movement?
Well, we're part of trying to raise awareness from a spiritual perspective, and in our case from a Franciscan spirituality, of one, what the message of the Poor People's Campaign is, and that being that we really need to be reaching out to the poor, the marginalized. Those are the audiences, those are the people that Jesus told us to be with. And as Franciscans, those are the folks that St. Francis hung out with. Mm-hmm. And so for us, it's about being part of a campaign that is reaching out to the poor and marginalized. And the other part of it is the thing that we really liked about what Reverend Barber is doing is they're talking about the intersectionality of all of these issues. Mm-hmm. So it's not about one issue. It's not about environmental justice or immigration or any of those. It's about how all these issues are connected, and they're all part of one issue of justice.
Please talk about, if you will, the event the network sponsored, the Day of Fasting and Prayer on June 4th.
One of the things that we as Franciscans do, we believe strongly in prayer and action, and that includes things like fasting. So we made a decision that one of the things we can do to help and to be able to reach out to folks all around the country, and actually it turned out to be all around the globe, and ask them to join in this campaign and this movement by spending a day fasting and praying. Mm-hmm. We got over 1,000 people that had signed up. We had people in Kenya, people in Australia, people in the Philippines that signed up to spend that day in fasting and prayer. So it was a way to connect people who couldn't get to Washington, D.C. and couldn't even get to some of the other locations where events were happening, but could then be part of the Poor People's Campaign wherever they were.
More broadly speaking, when you look at these 40 days of action, are you seeing a lot of people who are new to grassroots activism stepping up to take part in the Poor People's Movement?
Absolutely, and that's one of the very encouraging things. And one of the times that I got arrested, there were a number of people who this was their first time that they've ever done civil disobedience. I'm seeing, I think others are, a lot of younger people that are stepping up, and that's very encouraging and hopeful, especially because, you know, sometimes when you start talking about things from a moral or a faith perspective, it doesn't, younger people aren't exactly drawn to that.
Mm-hmm.
And this has really, I think, really drew some younger people, a lot of younger people, to be part of this type of movement because it was an issue of moral.
Patrick, the mass rally on the National Mall is next Saturday.
Yes, it is.
Where do you go from there? What are the next steps that you see?
Well, as I see it, you know, what this whole 40 days has been about is building a movement. And, you know, so it's not a 40 days that's going to start here and end here.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what it was, then it would be a failure. What it is to build the movement going forward. So this is just the first step. Is to do this, to raise awareness. The next step is really to start to work at local and state levels on issues like voter registration and voter turnout, starting to raise awareness on these issues. And in particular, again, the whole idea of the intersectionality of all of these issues. You know, we tend to get divided sometimes by folks thinking that, well, you know, I'm going to work on immigration or I'm going to work on racism, or I'm going to work on that issue. And we have to come together as a movement and understand that these are all the same issue, and we have to work together on these issues together. And so that's, I think, where we move from here is that understanding, and then going out and building a broader movement across the country around voter registration issues, getting people to vote. And then, you know, on Election Day, asking people to vote, capture the ballot based on the principles of caring for the poor, the marginalized, as part of Catholic social teaching.
Sure. Patrick Carillon is Executive Director of the Franciscan Action Network, an important ecumenical coalition that has played an integral part in the Poor People's Campaign and organizes nationwide in the spirit of St. Francis of Assisi. Patrick, thank you for being with us again on State of Belief Radio.
Thank you for what you're doing.